You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm Ruthie Fierberg, and this is Why We Theater, the podcast that digs into the onstage works we love to make the offstage change we need. After all, that is Why We Theater.
Hello, my beautiful listeners. I hope everyone is hanging in. There's a lot going on in our world. And before we get into today's mini episode, I want to address the war in Ukraine. As I wrote actually in my last newsletter, I'm going to quote myself. What's happening in Ukraine is scary and tragic. Missiles are dropping, civilians and soldiers are dying, tens of thousands of people are fleeing their homes in the wake of this incursion and now weeks of war. It's heartbreaking and it's terrifying, and it's also far away. It's a lot easier to turn our heads, and quite frankly, with all we've been dealt in recent history, I don't blame anyone for wanting to or needing to in moments. In fact, I just took a few days completely unplugged to give my brain a break and my emotions a break. But at the same time, I find myself conflicted, not just about media consumption, but because so much of the world is war-torn. There have been missiles dropping and guns backfiring and refugees evacuating in some country every day for as long as I can remember being, quote, old enough to hear the stories. Rwanda, Darfur, Haiti, Iran, Syria, Yemen, Myanmar, Afghanistan, Venezuela, Colombia, Nigeria, Cameroon, Israel, the list goes on. Certainly, the situation is different. Russia is one sovereign nation waging war in an attempt to overtake and absorb another sovereign nation, dealing new blows to international order and democracy. It's also a land conflict. And still, the human casualties are deeply familiar. So let us all do what we can to stay informed and stop the violence and suffering in Ukraine and throughout the world. There are links in the show notes, and if you'd like to subscribe to my monthly newsletter, you can do so on my personal website, ruthiefierberg.com. I'll include a link to the sign up in the show notes as well. Last week, we spoke to an international smorgasbord of guests about David Byrne's American Utopia. Quick reminder that if you are in New York, you only have until April 3rd to see the show on Broadway. If you're not in New York or not planning to be in New York before that date, you can watch The Capture, directed by Spike Lee, on HBO Max. So American Utopia cast member Tendai Kumba, an Atlanta, Georgia native, joined me, along with experts Dr. Vinu Alluri, all the way from Hyderabad, India, and Dr. Alejandro Lleras, who is originally from Colombia and now works at the University of Illinois. And the three of us had a fantastic conversation that I really hope you will listen to. The thrust of Why We Theater is to learn about issues portrayed on stage and the tangible actions we can take to create offstage change. This entire podcast comes out of my own emotional response to works of theater I've seen, my own distress learning about the plights of others, and then my own frustration in not knowing what to do to change that. So week after week, we talk about issues and next steps, and we will keep doing that. But American Utopia presented the opportunity to step back and take in a broader perspective, not just what are the next steps, but how do we find the next steps? Are there, quote, next steps we, really I, because I'm the one sitting here, am missing because I think about things in a familiar way? And maybe you do too. So I hope you'll take a listen to that episode. It's a fascinating exploration of thought processes, problem solving, and creative thinking, as well as how music and movement impact those things. In contemplating alternate modes of thinking, and I know we're getting very meta, but I remembered an animated movie I saw during my time on the editorial staff of Parents Magazine. In 2015, I saw a screening of The Prophet, a film produced by Salma Hayek. The film is an interpretation of poet Khalil Gibran's 1923 book of the same name. It centers in part on an artist named Mustafa, who is under threat by authorities for his art. But it's difficult to describe the, quote, plot of the movie because it doesn't have a conventional beginning, middle, and end. While there is a storyline about Mustafa, there are interstitial segments of animated poems. Each segment is based on an essay from Gibran's book and was created by a different director for the movie. In my piece for Parents.com, I described parts of the film as more mature baby Mozart because these segments have no plot. They're visually stunning, musically engaging, and feature the lyrical poetry of the great Gibran. On the surface, this might seem like a, quote, bad movie. How do you follow something with no plot? A movie that doesn't have a structure of exposition, events, climax, resolution. You follow it the same way you follow American Utopia. You allow it to wash over you. You allow the music to move you, spiritually or literally. You allow the poetry to speak to you. You allow your eyes to follow the motion and the art. In fact, the reason Salma Hayek produced this film is because she believed that we were only feeding our children one type of story and one type of story structure. As she told me at the time in our post-screening talk, quote, "It's working children's brains in a new way because they cannot expect what is coming next. Kids are programmed to see the same kind of materials where they already know how they're going to feel. There's a bad guy. There's a good guy. I like it. I don't like it. But life is not so simple. This movie makes them feel things they're not used to. We need a new generation that goes into the unknown and finds solutions that we have not seen or heard. But the first thing is to connect with themselves." End quote. As with so many things, what applies to children applies to adults. So this week, I recommend you watch The Prophet. Find out what speaks to you in it. Do you find yourself resisting the film? Do you need plot? Do you wonder what the point of all of this is? Are you able to let yourself give in to the meandering structure? How does the music make you feel? What stanzas of poetry stick out to you and why? And of course, I'll put a link in the show notes of how to watch The Prophet. The human brain is not a muscle, but it does need exercise, so to speak. To change the way we solve problems, we must change the way we approach problems, change the very way we think. As Venu said last week, part of the power of American Utopia as a show is that it is novel. Just challenging your brain to do something new can be enough to create and build new neural connections and pathways. Who knows where they will lead? Why We Theater is a product of the Broadway Podcast Network. It's edited and mixed by Derek Gunther. If you like the show, subscribe at bpn.fm, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave a review and tell your friends. Our theme music is by Benjamin Velez. Special thanks to Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Lee Silverman, Patrick Taylor, Wesley Birdsall, Elena Mayer, and Suzanne Chipkin. For more resources for change, info about our guests, and more, visit us at whywetheater.com.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.